Welcome back. You're listening to Taking Care of Small Business with our host, Mark Sauter. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Stan. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. I mean, he's running the show, and he's doing a great job, audience. And to remind you again, this is KWRH 92.9 FM, and the show is coming to you every Wednesday from noon to 1. And you got some things you want to share with the audience.
Yeah, I got a couple special things today. One of the things we're going to do...
You have a fire sale?
Not yet. This is a brand new listing, so not ready to light on fire. But well, I guess start the phone, light the phones on fire. That would be nice.
All right.
But anyway, one of my jobs is to help people buy and sell businesses, and one of our listings today is number 511 with Premier Business Brokers. It's a garage door service and repair franchise. Open the door to a brighter future with this premium brand service franchise. This company provides residential and commercial garage door services and repairs to the St. Louis market. It's been operating since 2016. Very impressive growth numbers for the past 3 years. In fact, in 2019, there was a 28% growth. In 2020, even though COVID was around, they saw a 46% change in growth. And this year, 2021, they're headed for a 40% increase as of April over last year's numbers. Wow.
Are you now with Premier? What does Premier do? And you're offering the sale of that company?
Yes, sir.
Explain that to the audience.
So we're very similar to like when you go sell your real estate. We sell businesses as opposed to selling real estate. So we offer that service as a benefit to the sellers, especially with the internet these days. It gives them an opportunity to get out to more people instead of just marketing amongst the people they know. Okay. It's a confidential process, which a lot of folks appreciate, especially right. When you get ready to go sell your business. You don't want your employees to know or your customers for that fact. We offer that as a service. It's a commission-based service. We vet the buyers for you, so it allows you to do what you do best, focus on your business. But as I was saying, we're getting back to this the garage door guy. He's already done all the heavy lifting on this particular business. He started
It's an up and running business.
It's an up and running business. It's a franchise.
Making money.
It's making money.
Which is the story of the world.
right. And it's ready for phase two, ready for a young, aggressive, or just an aggressive individual, doesn't necessarily have to be young, to take over the business and get it to the next level. They've been focused mostly on new sales, so there's opportunity for repairs and that sort of thing. They're only asking $89,000 for the business. And you can either get a hold of me, Mark Sauter, 314-306-3855. Once again, that number is 314-306-3855. Or feel free to send me an email at marks@premierbb.com. And once again, that's marks@premierbb.com.
Are you going to share with the audience from week to week other businesses for sale that are out there?
Yes, that's going to be part of our show. On a weekly basis, we'll introduce a new listing each week to give our audience an idea of what's out there to purchase.
I don't know a show in the world that's doing that right now.
Here's a first now.
There's a first. And you are it, buddy. Welcome to the team. Amen.
There we go.
All right.
Well, before we go, I want to remind you today, we're with our guest today, Samantha Newman from Sunti Design. And before we get back to her, we're talking about...
Isn't she a good guest?
Oh, she's an awesome guest.
She is so smart. When you get experts like this, you really don't want to let them go.
No, this is true.
All right. Thank you.
So before we get to back to Sammy, we're going to give you a few... statistics on small business and social media stats. Did you know that 73% of small businesses invest in social media marketing? Wow, that's a lot higher than I expected. In 2019, 63% of small businesses increase their investment in social media. And I only see that continuing. Another statistic, 1/3 of the most viewed Instagram stories are from businesses. That's something I didn't know. That's pretty amazing. So let's take a little bit. Sammy's focused on LinkedIn today, so I'm going to give you a few stats related to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has 722 million members.
Of which we are members.
We are members.
All right. 50%. We're card-carrying members.
Right, card-carrying.
You're part of the club.
Right. Or internet-carrying, right? Amen. 57% of those are men, and 43% are women. And before I go back to Sammy, one last stat. LinkedIn is the most trusted social network. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I think when I think of Facebook, I think of LinkedIn. I've always held LinkedIn in kind of revere, like, oh, that's the PhD network. You know, I mean, I've always thought of it as the higher level. You can cut your teeth on Facebook. And I was chastised for promoting a radio show I have that somebody told me, you need to promote it on LinkedIn and you need to make Facebook your second if you really want to be out there. And she said, because it's going to elevate what you're doing. And you know what I think may help too, Mark? If we could reintroduce Sammy again for the audience, if you don't mind. We'd like to do your credentials one more time, because we get a lot of callers. Yeah, they're calling right in the middle. Now, I don't know if we have to do that thing about her children, but the bio piece there.
Right. All right, let's do that. So once again, Sammy Newman is a speaker, coach, marketer, illustrator, and entrepreneur. Sammy Newman is a business professional who has worked in marketing sales since she was 16 years old. She has worked for big box retail, communication companies, Fortune 500 companies, gymnastics training center, business brokerage, and small town banks. She loves networking in person and online. She's a proud mother and puts God and family first. Samantha, or Sammy as her friends call her, is in business to help others to be successful, confident, and most importantly, happy. Today, Sammy will share about her business and some tips for social media to help you grow your business.
Yeah, I think that's great. And with that, I want to go back to a question we asked earlier, and I wanted to expand it a little bit. So I'm going to re-ask it. It was, why is it important for businesses and salespersons to be on social media with marketing today? And I want to dig a deep dive a little more on that. So if you could expand that a little bit again, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, so for example, everybody has a target market, or at least you should.
Right.
Having a well-defined target market helps you grow your business. So if you know, like say Mark is looking for manufacturing companies, then you kind of narrow it down. Like you're looking for manufacturing companies that are over $1 million or manufacturing companies that are located in the Midwest.
Right.
And then you can really, narrow down, you know, what it is that you're looking for. Well, then, you know, if he's on LinkedIn, he can narrow it down to he wants to talk to presidents, owners, principals. Because he could find somebody that works for a manufacturing company, but they might be working the line. They might not be the person who makes the decisions. So you can actually use LinkedIn to not just find out where, you know, if you go on Facebook, you can see where somebody works, but you don't always necessarily know what they do
right
at that company. It just kind of says that you've worked in this place. But on LinkedIn, it can say, hey, you were the vice president 2 years ago. Now you're the president this year. And, you know, so you know that that's the right person. Or if you know it's the founder, then that would be the decision maker. So you can actually reach out to the right people that you're looking to meet so that you can get the right decision makers. If you're somebody that sells office supplies, then you want a facilities manager or the office manager. So they may not need the president. The president doesn't buy the pens and the notepads for the business, but the office manager and the facilities manager, they do. So then you can get to the right person so that when you're making your sales calls, it's not completely a cold call. That way you can get to know people who will be the decision makers for what your particular products or services are. And it really makes a big difference and keeps you from just calling and getting, you know, the receptionist. And, you know, the receptionist sure. always is trying to say, no, they're not available right now. But, you know,
they're the gatekeeper.
They are the gatekeepers.
Right.
So, but if you can get beyond that and ask for the correct person, then you can tell them why you're calling. Then you have a better chance of getting through. And a lot of times people have their contact information on LinkedIn. They'll have their email addresses or their phone numbers so that you can reach out to them directly, or you can message them right there on LinkedIn and try to get a response that way. So there's just so many, it makes it so much easier than, like you said, the old days when you just had to pick up the yellow pages and do cold calling. And people did that. They did and they knocked on doors, and it worked.
The manager tossed a yellow page and said, get busy.
And honestly,
you lost your mind.
That does work, but it's the percentage of what it works. So this takes out the big chunk of the ones that are going to say no for sure. You get right to the people who make the decisions. And that's just crucial. And there's so many things, like I said, people are wearing multiple hats in business today. It just saves you time because you know that there's other things that you need to be doing.
Sammy, I was vice president of marketing of an IT company. You mentioned IT companies called Carpel Solutions, Carpel Consulting. About 30 employees, mostly high-level IT people. My job was to find for the president new companies to do IT services. And we decided we were going to send this brand new book that came out on the world of IT, Forward Thinking New Technologies. And we got 100 copies of the book, and we sent it to 100 presidents or CIOs, chief information officers, to get them to get, said, here's a book. We think you'd find it interesting, and we'll call to introduce ourselves later. And we sent, I sent this book out. We had them going out the door, first class, and we got a bunch of sales from that. But that was really $30 a book, high level. Yep. Think about it, to 100 people, and then making phone calls to those people. But we got in some doors, but it was very high-level marketing. And not everybody's going to afford a $30 book, right, Mario? That's and one other story on money. When I was with General Dynamics, I worked for the president of our division, and he wanted to meet with the top CEOs in America, and he wanted to pick off the top Fortune 100 companies. And we sent a $100 bill in a letter, $100 bill, and saying, please, we would like to have our president call you. And that, this is probably a reverse story, and we'd like him to just introduce himself. We sent it out, and what happened was, I won't make you guess, what happened was we got $9,500 bills back. Thank you, but no thank you. But we got five doors open, and we told them, give it to charity, whatever. But it was kind of funny how that worked. I mean, to them, $100 is like a dollar to them. I mean, you really got to know what you're doing with this market and with the social media, like you said. You got to have campaigns. You got to measure it. You got to figure out which ones work besides cold calling, because people are being hired and fired every day as salespeople, and you're trying to make sales.
You bring up a great point there, Stan,
right.
And that, which kind of leads me to my next question here. You know, there's so how do you know how to deal with the social media in the first place, as far as when do you know what's too much content? Do you have any kind of rules of thumbs that you recommend? Especially, let's focus on LinkedIn. Like, what are the rules of thumb for getting your message out on LinkedIn?
What are the game rules,
So my biggest rule is that you're consistent. What you don't want to do is start doing two posts a day and get really excited about it and do it for 2 months and then get burned out.
Disappear.
And not do it for 6 months and then nobody hears from you. If you really honestly think that you can only do three posts a week, then I say go for it. Be consistent. Try to do them on the same days. They don't have to be on the same days, but be consistent. If you're going to do 5 days a week, be consistent. If you can do two a day and do 14 posts a week, that's fine. But it's probably more important than the posts that you put out is the connections that you make and trying to reach out to those folks. That's going to be more important than if you made any posts at all.
Of course.
Definitely want that information out there. When you put out posts, it tells people what you do, and it gives you a position of being an educator in your industry to be able to share information about your products and services or things going on in your industry that might be newsworthy to folks. That's really the purpose of posting. So you know more than anybody what those things are and what's the changing factors and what's happening, you know, with your industry, and sharing that information makes you more of a reliable source. And people do business with people they know, like, and trust, and that's a way that they can get to know you.
So how do they know, how do you know that they saw you, that they read what you sent out? How do you know it?
There's statistics on your post that actually show how many people saw it or how many people watched the video. So you can track all of that stuff. All of that stuff is trackable statistics that you can pull up and take a look at and be able to check and measure some industries. And it's not the same. There's a lot of places that say, oh, you have to post it, you know, 5 o'clock on Thursdays, and that's your best time. Well, it's different for different industries. I've ran several campaigns for different types of companies, and depending on what it is, there's different times of the day where people are looking up posts for that particular industry. So we really have to do some trial and error and do some posts for about a month or so and take a look at that and then shift accordingly to what is the most popular days and times.
I want to tell you, your daughter's waving hi at us from behind you. Are you trying to get on the camera? I think she's trying to get on the camera. She's behind the screen, audience. If you can't see her, she's right behind Sammy. Do you want to come in and say hi to the audience? No, she don't want to do that. All right, she's embarrassed. All right.
Just wants to watch.
She's 12 and she's watching. 12, right? You're 12, right? She said, yeah. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Oh, no, I think that's cute. I like the idea of measuring. Every president wants to know, how do you know it worked? Why should we spend more money on that campaign? And if you're the marketing person or using you as a resource, they got to come back to somebody and they got to tell them what happened.
Right.
Hey, we got 10 sales. Let's keep going with this again. And that probably also for you to keep them as a client. I'm sure you want to go, okay, so what did you, right? We got to tell them the information. So you do that for them, right? Also, you help them the measurement so they can determine that they got out there.
Yeah, and really the biggest thing is of measuring is seeing how many appointments they get out of it, because that's the true measurement. I mean, you can get 100 people to watch this feed on Facebook, or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, but if you get 4 people to call you and set appointments, or you get 12 people to call you in appointments, that's the true measurement, because that's where you've taken it from a view to actual, there have some sort of interest, whether they end up buying now or later, but they've actually called or had made an inquiry or, you know, got your contact form on your website and sent you a message.
Right.
All of those things, those are measurable things that actually show that there was actually enough interest in the information and the content that was put out that somebody's actually reaching out to you.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, I agree with you. Social media is so important. My wife has done a really great job with Facebook. She's a real estate agent, and like you said, consistency is a big thing. And she shakes it up. You know, she'll give a point as to what you should do, and it's all, you know, what do you call it when it's not
drip marketing?
Yeah,
drip marketing is very important these days.
And or she'll put some kind of a comedy thing in there just to, you know, throw people off, you know. And but you can see the interaction. She gets a lot of people interacting with her. She'll throw a question out of there. What's your favorite TV show from the 70s or whatever? And it's just, you know, it's not even related to her business, but you could just the interaction, you know. Yeah. And then she'll get people that are interacting with her that recommend people to her. So it's not just the people you're reaching, but it's those people who they reach, you know, that once removed a rule. So which gives me to my next question. So If you could give everyone one tip to do on LinkedIn without giving your class secrets away.
You could tease them a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, you can give a couple. Yeah.
What would it be?
Well, it's something that we probably are already doing on Facebook, and it's so simple. Facebook reminds you to wish people happy birthday. So what I would say is to go into the notifications on LinkedIn, and there's three options like this on LinkedIn. It's to wish people happy birthday, to congratulate them when they get new roles and new jobs, and then if they have work anniversaries. That's what's really different about LinkedIn, is you get to see how many years it says they've worked at 7 years for Nestle, or they just got a new job at Keller Williams. It'll actually say where they're working at and what their new title is. And, you know, it has some automatic things where you can just put happy birthday or congratulations on your new role. But I say spend a few extra seconds and say, you know, congratulations on your new role, Dr. Stan, and ask a question. How's it going so far? Then you're asking a question. If you were in a networking room and networking with people, you wouldn't just say happy birthday and walk away.
Right.
That's rude. And then they just know it's just you going down, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Instead, you're saying, happy birthday, Dr. Stan. What did you do for your birthday yesterday? You know, if it's belated, if it's the day before, you know, or if it's the day of, happy birthday, Mark. What are you planning on doing to celebrate? You're asking a question,
right.
And you're asking them a question about either their birthday, which people love to talk about, or their job, which most people want to talk about, or their new job, their new adventure, you know, maybe why they picked that job, you know, and you're starting a conversation. And that's how you build business relationships. And that's what I hope sets me apart from other LinkedIn and other social media marketing companies, because I really encourage everybody to really get to know the people and don't just, you know, try to get 4,000 connections on LinkedIn and be like, yay, I have them. Well, have you talked to any of them? Do you know them? Have you asked any of them out for coffee? Do you know what they look like in person? So those are important tips to be able to not just have those connections, because that doesn't do you any good. It's getting to know them and asking right. them, you know, if I'm looking to work with more lawyers, I can, you know, say, hey, I'm looking for more lawyers. Who are you looking for? So we can help each other.
Yeah.
And that's really what they'll set you apart.
I agree with you. That's a great tip. I don't like using those canned pitches either. I think you need to personalize it and to turn it into a question so they respond back to you is even a better idea. And if you like that idea, folks, and I kind of screwed this up in the beginning, I should have introduced this, that this is going to be a normal, what do I call that?
Segment.
We'll
use the word segment.
Wait till I start announcing what this segment is.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a tongue twister.
Pray
people.
Tell.
If you can say it five times fast, I'll get you a free interview on here. It's called Sammy's Sassy Social Media Moment. Once again, Sammy's Sassy Social Media Moment. We appreciate that. Thanks, Sammy.
So what are you going to do on your social media moments?
So just like I gave you a tip today about going into the notification tab on LinkedIn, I'll give you a tip on something that you can do every week to improve your LinkedIn status.
Okay, so
or your skills, so you can become a master.
I think that's a great idea to have a segment where you give people tips of the week. That's a great idea. So wow, I can't wait to hear that.
There you go.
All right. I'm sure it'd be some. I wanted to do one other quick thing. I did, but the thought went by. It's old age. I'll let you take it over. It's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm asking it's my turn because I'm helping with the show, but I'm kind of struggling here myself. So we want to talk about how they can sign up for the upcoming LinkedIn thing. Maybe we should do that. So,
well, wait a minute. Did we talk about who can benefit from the LinkedIn class?
Well, there's going to be a LinkedIn class. Yeah, who could benefit from the LinkedIn class?
So anybody can really, unless you're a trainer already in LinkedIn, mm-hmm. you can probably benefit from this. I go over some in-depth training on everything from updating your profile to being able to figure out what all those tabs are and what you should be spending your time on every day, every week, once a month. To try to do so that you know that you're spending your time wisely and you're not just randomly scrolling through LinkedIn trying to figure out what to do or what to say.
I was looking at it the other day, and there's a portion in there on endorsements or referrals where people write comments about you. How valuable is that part of it? I think there's a section there for...
Yes, there is a testimonial area of LinkedIn on your profile page. That is huge because I could say all kinds of things about myself, but if you leave a testimonial or Mark leaves a testimonial about what I do, that's going to be so much more meaningful than anything that I can brag about myself. then that comes straight from the horse's mouth. And that's, you know, that's why people tried to up their, you know, their Google reviews and Yelp reviews and Facebook reviews and LinkedIn reviews. Because to hear those things from somebody else, that's gold.
How many testimonials do you think should be in that section?
I don't think that there's a set number. I think that they should be good quality testimonials. Okay. And honestly, it's kind of a giver's gain kind of conception. So, you know, if you want more testimonials, it's probably a good idea to find people that you've worked with and vendors and customers and just people that you know that you want to say nice things about to give some of those testimonials.
You're going to have to actually talk to those people and you're going to have to ask them for some nice words. Has anybody ever said, well, write it for me and I'll sign it? Have they ever done that?
They have.
I've heard that. I didn't know people do that.
I'm sure there's people that do that, but
okay.
It is nice to hear.
Maybe on work
resumes.
It is
nice to hear what people have to say from their own heart versus write this for me.
I'd like
to
hear what they have to say.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and different, all that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, Sammy, say I want to sign up for one of these classes, these upcoming LinkedIn training classes. I believe you got one coming up on August 10th. How would I go about doing that?
So it's real easy. All you have to do is go to the website to sign up. Go to beinspiredspeakerseries.eventbrite.com, and you can sign up. It's only $25, so I keep it low so that people can be able to afford it, just to get some few tips to see if this is for them. Or they can call me at 314-223-8822.
What's that number again?
It's 314-223-8822. And the website again is beinspiredspeakerseries.eventbrite.com. And I have a class coming up on Tuesday, August 10th, and a second one on September 4th if you're not available, or September 14th if you're not available for that. It's the same website.
Hour? Is it an hour?
It's an hour and a half. It's from 9 to 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
So it's a way to get you motivated and pumped up. And the nice thing is that, you know, like they said earlier, you don't just get the skills. There is a small networking section where I'll put you guys together and have you work in groups where you can help each other, network with each other to find out what you're each are looking for and who you're trying to meet. And that's exactly how Stan and Mark met today. So really, you guys are my number one success story for the day, because you guys did it. You know, you both came to the class and got to know each other and had a conversation to see how you could help each other, and look at you now.
Yeah, we're off to the races. Thanks to, really, it's thanks to her.
Thanks to Sammy. That is true.
It is. Thank you for that. And, we're down to about a minute before the show ends. Were you going to ask another question? Because I want to ask her about some parting
thoughts. No, go for it. You can go ahead and ask another question if you got one.
So we got less than a minute. Is there any quick parting thought that you'd like to give? Do you want people to remember about the show today, or things you've told them today? Anything jump out at you?
I just want people to be consistent. You know, if you're too afraid to come up with your own content, I can help you with that. But everybody has so much knowledge about what they do in their work and their industry. You're a wealth of knowledge, and you just have to dig in there and find out what that information is and share it. And either I'd love to show you how to do that on social media, or if you need me to help you pry that information out of you, I can do that too.
Absolutely. Do you want to wrap it up, Mark?
Sure.
Take it on home.
All right. Sammy, we appreciate you showing up on the show today and giving all your good information out. Next week, we're going to take the week off. I'm going on vacation to Florida. So the following week, we've got, my brother, John Sauter. He's a lawyer, and he'll be talking about how do you set up your companies and all that good stuff related to why a business should have a lawyer involved.
Thank you, audience.
Thank you. Have
a
great day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.